A film company recently toured Wyoming, screening a pilot of a TV show on civil discourse. Each episode of High Noon in America will visit a new state and pair people on opposing sides of the political spectrum to get them talking. Filmmaker Bobby Berlefi grew up in Cheyenne and went on to form TV Gals Media with co-producer Beverly Kopf. For their first episode, they brought together Wyoming lawmaker Tyler Lindholm with Teton County Commissioner Natalia Macker. They also paired up former U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis with UW Law Professor Jackie Bridgman. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with Jackie and both filmmakers as part of our series I Respectfully Disagree. Filmmaker Berlefi starts us off explaining where the idea for the show came from.
Well, yeah, I frequently wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go, aha. And it literally was that. I mean, I just had this feeling that I had to do something because it wasn't the same America. I felt that the country was being redefined by the polarization and that there had to be a way to discover what America was, and just sort of came up with this idea.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background with Wyoming and why Wyoming was your go-to spot?
Well, it's emotional that because I grew up in Cheyenne, and even though I left at 17 and lived in all these cities, I've just maintained this really strong emotional connection to Wyoming. And it's also the scale of Wyoming. As a filmmaker, to explore ideas here is so much easier and manageable.
How'd you pair people up? And did you get them to, you know, have input on who they got paired up with? What? Tell me about that process.
So casting was key, obviously. This is television, so we know, you know, there have to be personalities. There has to be personality. It can't just be people who are really smart or interesting if they don't pop, you know, if they don't. That's part of the deal. And then it was really interesting because we were thinking about gender. We were thinking about age. We wanted to find someone for Jackie that was kind of on her level, that could really have a conversation. And Cynthia Lummis did not really come on one of our lists because there was the expectation that she was going to run for governor. And then we got a call from someone who said, guess what, she's not running. And so she was at a point in her life where she was talking about things in a way she never had before. And it was like, we just thought, okay, that could be a really good conversation.
But the prerequisite was we didn't tell Jackie that she was going to be talking to Cynthia Lummis until she walked in the door on the day of the filming.
Yeah, and why did you make that decision?
If you throw people a little bit off their game, they rise to the occasion. If you make it easy for them, not so much.
Interesting. Mm. So, Jackie, tell me your reaction when they contacted you and said, hey, do you want to sit down with somebody who doesn't agree with you at all and talk? I mean, you're a lawyer, so, I mean, you're a law professor, so maybe you were not as horrified by this. But what was your sort of your reaction?
That actually isn't the question they asked me. Right? And in typical Wyoming fashion, I agreed to talk to them because somebody I knew said they knew them too, right? And so... And that worked very well, because I think if they'd have come and said, you want to be in a film, my answer would have been no. I thought it went really well. You know, I think when Cynthia realized that we could sort of have a conversation as peers, there was sort of a shift there. And then I think it was fun for both of us, because it was nice to be able to talk about those kind of subjects with someone who was knowledgeable. And so my sense is we both enjoyed having that conversation with someone who really knew what they were talking about, even if we didn't agree about everything. And so that was fun and really enjoyable. And I think as it went on, we were almost like, so what topic would you want to talk about now? Right? You know, and it was kind of fun, actually.
Here's a clip from High Noon in America when Bridgman and Lummis sparred over whether universities should turn away controversial speakers if some students feel threatened by them.
When you see what I consider to be campuses that shut down free speech discussions because they might express conservative views, that just shocks me.
A lot of times what I've seen when you bring these people to campuses is that continuing dialogue, the prep for that person to come, the safe spaces that need to be created for the people that need safe space on whatever side you're talking about don't happen.
You use the term safe spaces. I simply can't wrap my head around what that is, because life is not a safe space.
By the end of the conversation, we actually sort of liked each other, you know, yeah. and that was surprising to me, and I think that was a really valuable thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a hug at the end of your section of the film.
Yeah, and that was genuine.
It seems genuine.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I think you somehow found a way in to each other, whereas Natalie and Tyler never really quite did. And Natalie has said, we should have talked about our kids or something first, you know, because now they want to go back and talk to each other.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys all so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with filmmakers Bobby Verleffy and Beverly Huff, along with law professor Jackie Bridgman. They're currently circulating High Noon in America with networks like Showtime and PBS, and hope to see it picked up in coming months.